All right. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Y'all, it is another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, real quick before we start, I just want to say this quick prayer. Father God, once again, we come to you, God, as humble to know how. God, thank you just for you, Father God, being you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who shed his blood on the cross. Calvary, oh God, that we may have the right tree of life, Father God, and we ask now, Father God, if there's any sins that we said, anything that we said or done that was not of you, oh God, we ask that you forgive us of our transgressions, God. And we ask now, oh God, that you allow this word this morning to impart us, oh God, that we can live by it, oh God, use it as a weapon against the enemy, oh God, and also bring our brothers and sisters to Christ. This is your son, Jesus, and we pray, thank God, amen. So, real quick. I don't want to take too much of your time. You may be on your morning commute to work or away from work, going home or just out driving for whatever reason. But yeah, you might even be at work. But yeah, I just wanted to address the notion of the false teachings and the false preachers out there, because there are many, I mean many, especially if you're on YouTube, they are horrible on YouTube, teaching any and everything, and a lot of them are denying Jesus Christ, and that's how you know that that is a false doctrine, false teachings. And the worst part about it, they use the Bible to justify their lies and to justify their sins. And not only that, they also go against the teachings of Jesus Christ, and that's horrible. But I just wanted to read the scripture, give you two verses or two scriptures to kind of keep put you on alert. First one being 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1, and this is King James. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." And then the second one that I want to present before you guys is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon them swift destruction." Not brought, but bought. Bought them with the blood, his blood on the cross. It was a price that he paid. God sent his son to pay that price for us, to atone us from the sins, the transgressions, that we may have the right, to the tree of life, that we may be able to get into the kingdom, and that he took on sin, he became sin, so that we can be free from sin. There's a lot of people out there that are teaching law, and law this, and law that, and law that. That was the old law that they're teaching. They're teaching old school law from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's what they're teaching. And they're teaching this from the Israelite perspective. And if you notice it, reading the Bible, why would you even want to, why would you even want to go down that road with them anyway? Because it tells you that they are not abiding by the laws. That's why God sent his son, is because of the fact that no man can keep the law. And the Bible strictly and specifically says that no man can keep the law. And by them doing that, they're setting themselves back. And I don't know where they got their teaching from or how they got their teaching and came to that conclusion. But it's not right. They're taking scripture out of context, twisting it so that they can justify what they need to justify. And it's not right. If you're going to report, if you're going to read scripture, if you're going to teach it in its context, teach it in the way it's supposed to be taught. But yeah, I just want y'all to be aware that there are false doctrines and teachers out there, and they will sound good to you, because they're out for itching ears, especially people that are looking for a place to belong and a religion to belong. They are reaching those people, and they are sucking them into what I call their occult. So, y'all be careful. Keep your ears, try the spirit, by the spirit. That's what I say. You got to try the spirit and see if it's of God. And if it's not of God, you already know you got to get up out of this. Because I've ran across a couple myself, And I've talked to these guys, and they sound very convincing. If you didn't study, if I didn't study, let's put it this way. If I didn't study and I didn't know the word the way that I know it, and I didn't know it for myself, I would believe these guys because they sound very convincing. It sounds good to the ears. But they're preaching and teaching the wrong message and the wrong context of the message. And what's happening is people are falling into the traps, and they're falling to the wayside and falling away from it, especially those that are teaching that Jesus is not the name of the Bible, that Jesus is the devil, and all this. They do have teachings that they keep saying that Yeshua is his real name, and that's what you should call him. If you call him Jesus, then you're calling the devil. And that's not what it says in the Bible. The Bible calls him Jesus. He has many names. Jesus, Emmanuel, Jehovah, God. You know, it's a lot. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He has a lot of names. We need to understand it and understand what these names mean. But that's another segment of probably the next segment you guys heard from me. I might have a guest on, but I just wanted y'all to understand and hear that there are a lot of false prophecies and false teachings and doctrines out there, and I want you to guard your hearts as well as your spirit. To God be the glory. Y'all stay blessed. I'm gonna end this segment real short, but y'all stay blessed. I got another podcast platform that I'm on, and I'm trying to transition to it. So y'all stay tuned. I'm gonna let you know when I fully have that set up, so y'all can come on in and chime in. Y'all actually be able to see me and hear me and be able to interact with me as well in the chat. So y'all stay blessed. And remember, if it sounds funny, this probably is. So y'all try to spirit by the spirit. Amen. God be the Lord. I pray that y'all day be full of blessings, that it be prosperous and filled with abundant joy and love, and that God keeps his hand upon you. And guess what? I love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless. Good morning. This is another quick thing about false teaching and false prophecies, man. I'm just gonna jump right into it. But before we start, you know how we do. We always got to get a quick word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for just you being you, God. And I thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent for us, oh God, for the remission of our sins, oh God, that we may have a right to the tree of life, God. And I pray now, Father God, that as we talk about this word, that somebody will be touched, somebody will be changed, oh God, and come to the truth, oh God, and come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We count it all joy, we count it done now, God, and we pray that wherever the listeners may be, whether they're on the road, coming from work or to work, we ask you to give them traveling mercies, oh God, and we ask that those that are going home, that you will allow the home to be the way that they left it, Father God, and we ask that you will bless this day, oh God, that it'll be nothing but blessings and greatness, and coming to you, Father God, and acknowledging you, God. Everything that we do and say, we acknowledge you. It is in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Now. There is some stuff going around out here in this world today, man. I came across some crazy stuff. Now, we already knew about, you know, the Muslim faith. We already knew about the Catholic faith. We already knew about the Hindu, the Buddha, the Voodoo, all that good stuff, man. Y'all probably knew this before me, but I came across a page on my YouTube as I'm scrolling through, looking at, you know, some of my favorite YouTubers. God Logic, man, he's a dope dude. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, check him out. Sales Music, he has a dope podcast, man. And anyway, came across it, and I saw this channel that said Christian witches. Yep, I had to pause it for a second. Christian witches. And the crazy part is, as I'm looking at the page to get an understanding of what she's talking about, because it already sounds crazy and I know it's already blasphemous, but the lady on the page goes and
She takes the Bible and she twists its words, and she takes the scriptures out of context, and she gives her teaching and what she believes, and then she also takes other Bibles and other books of other religions and bring them together. And how she explains it is that the Bible is not about God, and there is no God in the Bible. It is about other things, and it's crazy. It's crazy. I would tell you to check it out, but don't check it out because I don't want you to get lost and mixed up in that stupidity. But I said all that to say this. You got to be careful of what's out there, because people will use the Bible. We are living in those days, the days of the New Testament, and especially those writers of Paul and, you know, the epistles and all that good stuff, man. Like the Romans and the Romans days, the Corinthians days. Like, that's what we're living in. If you read those books, James, Corinthians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Romans, Galatians, if you read those books, you will see that we are living in those days. And the crazy part is, this is the kicker, man. This is the kicker. It's the question right here in Galatians, man. Chapter 3. And I'm going to read it. And it says, "Oh, foolish Galatians." And we talking about us in this day and time. "Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" That's a question, followed by another question. "This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing the faith?" There's a lot of people that still believe in the Old Testament law. They don't understand that Christ came to fulfill that law. And in I believe it's Matthew, he says that he came to fulfill all of that. But until it was time for him to be on the cross, he said, "Do not jot or move a little from that. Just still stay in the law until I am crucified." And when I am crucified, dead, and raised again, when God raised me, then all is finished. That means all of this done. But anyway, that's another podcast. But then it says, "Are ye so foolish?" This is verse 3. "Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by flesh?" He said, are you perfect by flesh? Because you're still living in laws. They don't understand. These people don't understand. Once you break one law, you broke them all. It's too many. That's why God sent his son, because he knew that we could not be in the law. We cannot keep all of the laws. So he sent his son to redeem us from that law, which was the law of death, the law of sin. He knew we couldn't keep that. So he sent his son. "Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain," watch this, verse 5, "he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Come on now. It's Abraham. It was counted to him before there was a law. Abraham, before he had Jacob, Isaac, and all them, and Ishmael, he believed by faith. And that's what it was counted to, his righteousness. It was for the belief, the faith that he had in God. Excuse me. "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Come on. "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen." You see that word, foreseeing? That means he knew this way before, that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." Not just the Hebrew Israelites, okay? Because there are some people that preach that. Not just the Hebrew Israelite, but all nations, everybody. And if you look up the word nations, it says Gentiles. So it's the Jews and the Gentiles, okay? Jews and the Gentiles. Watch this. "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse." If you're living under the law, you are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Meaning, if you broke one law, you broke them all. You are cursed. God cursed that law. That's why he sent his son. Because he knew, again, that we could not keep them all. Watch this. Verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Watch this. And he says this right here. These three words. It is evidence, for the just shall live by law? No, that's not what it says. That they should live by flesh? No, that's not what it says. That they should live as Israelites? No, that's not what it says. It says, for they shall live by faith. And the law, this is verse 12, and the law is not of faith. Huh? Not of faith. And then he goes a little further to say, the man that doeth them shall live in them. Huh? But 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Excuse me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. In other words, don't pin yourself to that cross hanging on the law, the law of death. That's what it was. God sent his son Jesus and gave us the law of life, which is his son Jesus. But I said all that to say this. We're going to come back to this a little bit later, because this is a great topic. We'll come back later. I'm going to bring a special guest on, and we're going to have fun. This is a special guest. We're going to bring them on. And I'm going to have a special guest to elaborate on some things and also go over some scripture, okay? So y'all be blessed. Stay tuned. And y'all keep keeping God first. Amen. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray that y'all stay true to the faith. And I pray that y'all continue in God. Continue to read your word, study to show thyself approved. And I pray now that y'all will continue to listen as well as we expound on this. And I bring on my guests. Y'all stay tuned, because it's going to get real good, man. We talking about this law, and we also talking about everything that pertaining to the law and how Christ came and he fulfilled the law so that we, as not only as Jews, but as Gentiles can also receive the kingdom of God. But until then, y'all stay tuned. I love y'all. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. God bless, and may the Lord keep his hand upon you. Bye.